Lecture topic, how to perfect our salah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last week we were discussing about my husband saying, if you know how to read namaz, you got everything. And namaz bani ada. Learn to how to read namaz. Sad to say that we don't even read namaz the way we're supposed to read namaz. First of all, one person asked me this question. See, when I come to the masjid, I don't have a peace of mind and all kinds of thoughts coming to me. So I told him that you're not prepared for namaz, that's why. Nowadays you find people walking in the masjid. While they are walking in the masjid, talking about business. But where's the intention now? You say when you come into the masjid, you prepare yourself. Because unfortunately, we do not have the azmat, the respect for the law of Allah. You may really see namaz, you've got the habit, you know habit? In namaz, go to the masjid, just in namaz. You don't know what's the intention, only Allah knows. Certain people may come to the masjid because they're going through some difficulties. Whatever it is, that intention they may be. But because of this kind of intention, they come to the masjid, which is not correct. So when they come to the masjid, they come with that kind of condition that no, a don't care attitude. Whereas you must think to yourself when you come to the masjid, what is your purpose? And your purpose is supposed to be that you come to meet Allah. Now we do not know the value of these things, but the Quran is being, when they should come to the masjid, they should fear. The fear at heart, standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, is like the day of Qiyamah taking place. Now when they should come and read namaz in that condition, the day of Qiyamah is in front of him, what can namaz do? They have the fear in the heart. And they have the respect in the heart of Allah Ta'ala. And if we have the same condition, what can namaz Allah be? But we do not do that. So when that person asked me, they said, but you came in the masjid with that kind of mind, whereas you're supposed not to talk to anyone, but come straight to the masjid with the intention that I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala, and my case is in front of you. So we do not have those things. And secondly, when you come to the masjid, don't you read the four sunnahs? Allah is very kind, the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you read the four sunnahs. In the four sunnahs, you're actually preparing for the Faraz. When you read the four sunnahs, you're actually preparing for the Faraz namaz. That it gives you time now to focus your mind, that you make all kind of things while in the four sunnahs, while you are reading the four sunnahs, all kind of thoughts will be coming, there's no problem at all. But what you do in focusing your mind on Allah Ta'ala, looking at me. Mahajat told at this point that you must know Kanna Tarah, that you can't see Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala looking at you. But when you read namaz, you have that complete focus in your mind, Allah Ta'ala looking at you. Now it's obvious you think Allah Ta'ala looking at you, how much of humility you becoming. You know, you do not have no pride at all. The fear is there too. Not that much fear, more in respect. That the way you make your namaz is in a condition that Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Oh, I'm in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Oh, in the day of Qiyamah in front of me. Now, day of Qiyamah, that will be the right thing on the day of Qiyamah. That everyone will be open. So, here is the Qiyamah also. That how you spend the namaz, you read namaz. Then you read namaz in the manner that you focus on Allah. Then you can only do that when you come to the masjid early. Come early. To that extent, at least the four sunnah, at least, and make Allah for 5 minutes too, to make the name of Allah Ta'ala. But you see, people just walk in, the person takes a cell phone, while you can imagine a cell phone, he's busy worrying or talking to the cell phone, he's not even worried about his sunnah, he's not worried about his Farz namaz too. He goes to that extent that he knows that one two rakat going to. There's no concern. So what kind of namaz that is? So more important this much, that namaz you must know, is the only thing that is the one that is the first thing that when you go to Qabr, to be question asked. If you cannot put your namaz right, what else you can put right? So this is our condition today, that because we come in a mosque in that way, only thing is dunya. Talking outside dunya, in a masjid is dunya. Now the masjid has become dunya also. You'll be surprised. You have to stop people, please don't talk. A lot of people talk and discuss about business, but don't talk business in the dunya and the mosque. The Pharisees say, Ya Allah, don't give barakah in the deen. They actually say that, yet we talk of business in the masjid. The masjid is the name of Allah Ta'ala, to take that but the dunya must not be in the deen. But yet you find that they are more interested in the dunya, in the masjid, than outside. So what can namaz respect this? This is a problem with us. That when we make namaz, I'm sadly to say that even before you start namaz, the condition is wuzu. How do you find people making wudu today? How do you find people making wudu today? Where there is anyone, how do you make wudu? You know, suppose you don't even show the importance of that, you know, the greatness of Allah making preparation for a very great ibadah. You do not have that in your heart, I'm going to prepare myself for it. It's a very great ibadah this is for those people who fear Allah. So when you're making wudu, you're not supposed to talk to anyone. You're supposed to be so conscious in this way that I'm preparing myself in dua to read. Read the dua at least. When you read the dua, you're actually preparing for salah. But while you're making wudu, you're talking to this person. So what kind of preparation you're making? So we have to prepare ourselves before we make it. When you go into your court for your case, you prepare very much. And thereafter you forget to sleep, you forget eating too. You make sure that everything must be in order, you're fearing that what will the case all of you. That you don't lose the case. For that you do so much. And even when you go to the court, you don't talk to anyone too. You're worried about what will happen to you. In this main court, the court of Allah. You know what will happen to you. This namaz cannot be, it must not be the Allah, because Allah is Allah. Three that way I don't see the Allah. Many people namaz be of this kind and they go to Allah, Allah just three that way I don't see them too. Allah must save us. Because we don't know the value of sabah. The salah is what a great ibadah it is. It is sufficient for us to keep away from all evil in this act. That's why you find people today after making salah to use vulgar languages. Ay Allah! What filthy words that come out of the mouth. They just come out of the masjid, the filthy words that come out. Why? The no effect of salah. The effect of salah is keep away from all filthy things. This is what is got the problem, the salah. And then when you make namaz, with the way you make namaz, the way you have to make namaz is looking, as I mentioned earlier, that if there's a court of Allah, you know, like the qiyamah is there. And qiyamah and how everything is going to be nafsi, nafsi. Everyone worried about themselves, not next person at all. Nafsi, nafsi. If you're making namaz the way you make namaz, then you know what? You're concentrating this much that a fear is there that he's looking at you and I, and I will not make any mistakes. I must make sure I understand correctly. I will make sure I'm not going to step my head to. Or make sure I will not spread my back to. Or make sure everything I will not spread my eyes to. My eyes will not go anywhere. I will make sure that I am looking at a place where the center is. Everything, my nigga is there, Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. There is no time, you know, it must not be that while you are scratching your head, you are scratching your beard, and that is happening today. While you read namaz, you are scratching your beard, you are scratching your head. What kind of namaz is that? The fear is there that you know that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. And you read namaz in that condition, just focus to one place that called the sajda. You focus the sajda looking at Allah, looking at you and that. Yes, thoughts will come. All kind of thoughts will come, but nothing to do with you. All kind of thoughts will come that got nothing to do with you. What were you supposed to do? You were supposed to look at your mind and put your mind to Allah when you read namaz. I'm telling you every day, please put your parking card in the wrong way, it's really bad. ND 725805. Give taklif to someone in very big guna. Always think to yourself, if you are in that position, what will happen? Everything you do, a very big lesson for us. Anything you do, put yourself in a position. If I give someone taklif, what happens? ND 139158. You see the car park is properly. What must do? Because the Thani Rakhtar was very, very strict to this. تو کسی کو تکلیف نہیں دینا. ویری امپورٹنٹ, ڈونٹ گیو کاز اینی ہارم ٹو اینی ون. انکنوینئنس از ویری امپورٹنٹ, ڈو ناٹ کاز اینی انکنوینئنس. وائی یو ڈو ناٹ پٹ یور سیلف ان دیٹ پوزیشن؟ اف یو نو اف آئی ایم ان دیٹ پوزیشن, یو ہیو ٹو گو سم ویئر, سم ون ڈو دیٹ یو, واٹ یو ڈو, یو اوپن اے بگ آئی ٹو میک اے دیٹ پرسن. What you put, that person has got some work to do, he got somewhere to go. So these things are not Islam, what it is. Islam teaches us that not to cause any inconvenience. You come to the masjid, you read your salah, you park your car in the wrong place, leave your salah, come out straight away, and then remove your car. But don't do what you are doing, it's not right. It's really speaking every day, you're speaking to everyone. But, you know. So we're talking about salah. We're talking of salah, that wudu, wudu. There's no wudu, then make salah. When you're making a salah, Allahu Akbar, you say, what, why didn't you think for a moment? Allahu Akbar. Now Allah is looking at me. And you should have total humility. Every action, every movement in salah is teaching you to bring humility in you. Humility in you. They still got pride. Still got pride. Every action, the moment you say, Allahu Akbar, you say, Allah, you are the greatest one, the meaning of that. You're humble on that thing. That is what every action should. And the most, the way you stand, you know, you fold your arm to the way you fold your arm. Not anyhow you fold your arm. There's a way you fold your arm. As I mentioned earlier, don't scratch your head and beard and all that. All the rest of it, you know, it's not right. Stand on total humility and respect that someone is looking at you. And think that is your last namaz. Think that is your last namaz. If you think that your last namaz, how is namaz? You read that, that's the best namaz to read as your best. You're going to go to the state of humility, the complete humble. At that time, they must humble Allah on nothing. It must be that humility, ages. I'm going to go, Allah, Allah. That humility, you're humble, respect in your heart too. And the way you stand, you know, you're back to you. I mean, if you're sick, it's something else. But you're healthy, you stand in the correct way, go to the Lord. And you look at the feet, and directly at the feet, not blinking all the time, and just say, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you think to yourself, Allah, how great you are. This kind of thing you put in your heart to focus to salah. You will focus to salah. Samiya Allah al-Muhammad. You see, whatever it is. But when you're going to serve that, that is the lowest of the lowest a person shows you. You're showing Allah that the lowest of the lowest, that I'm not in existence at all. I am nothing, my head is, because the most important part of the body is the head, face. You put it down on the floor. Those people who are not in namaz, and not because they got pride, because they don't want to put their head on the floor. They put their head on the floor to show that, yeah, no, I am nothing. But you remember, when you say I am nothing, it must be like this, and if someone tells you something, you must be nothing. After namaz, you come out and you go outside and someone will swear you to, I am nothing, I just said namaz now, shukallaka. If someone had to tell you, I spoke anywhere to. So every action of yours, you're coming up, Allahu Akbar, showing you that, oh Allah, you are the greatest. When you got that Allah is the greatest, what are you then? What are you? A servant. A servant is who? A servant is he who is, got no qualities in him. Nothing. But I tell you to do, you just have to do it. Whether you like it, or don't. Like it. That's how it's about. Huku, sajda, everything. Really, Quran Sharif, what do you mean? Some people ask me this question that, you know what, when in salat namaz, how we concentrate? Concentrate, leave your mind and Surah Fatiha. Leave your mind Surah Fatiha. But look at your sajda place. But do not think of everything. Anything comes to my mind, it's going to come. This mind is like a, you know, like a, what do you call, a street. When you walk in the street, you find good and bad, everything will be there. And then you got a phone on, and while you're talking to the phone, with all the good and bad coming, but your mind not going to good and bad. Your mind on your phone. So how come that time when you walk in the street with all the food around you, the good and bad, you're talking to the person, you not, and all the food in front of you, you forget all the food that you're talking to the person, your mind on your cell phone. So just like that, you know, you put your mind on Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala is looking at you, all the filth and coming to you, you mustn't worry. Yes, do not accommodate. Do not accommodate. Something comes in the mind, do not sit the thing and make stories about it, you know. Make big bone stories. No, it comes, how it came, it will go away. How it came, it will go away, but you will not interfere. But respect, respect Allah Ta'ala looking at you. total humility, self-dive, salam to Daimi Salam. Habib, all that in order you do, inshallah that namaz is accepted. Otherwise, we know how we namaz nowadays. This is how a namaz is, that's why. Buzugar namaz or something else. Nabi Kalim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should perform namaz or something else. As Ali radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram is namaz or something else. So we can't reach that namaz. But rather in this kind of namaz, that we should totally out of respect. The inner respect must be there. What's the inner respect? Humility. Must be humble. Must be humble. Must be humble. Then we make salah also. And what's the meaning? After you make salah, you don't make dua too. You don't make dua. You feel Allah Ta'ala may muhtaj nahi hai. Let a person make sure that after salah you make dua also. After Allah Ta'ala need of you. That's how we're supposed to make salah. So a person when he's namaz is how he's supposed to be read. If he read like that, Allah must accept. You know the sign of a person namaz accepted. Hadi Imdadul Rahman says when he reads a fijr namaz, when he comes for Zohar namaz, Allah accepts fijr namaz, so invite him to Zohar namaz. When he Zohar namaz, he goes to Asr namaz, his Zohar was accepted, that's why Allah calls him for Asr. So every namaz that you're going to read is an acceptance for that first namaz. But at least you must learn to improve yourself. So this is what. Secondly, one lady contacted me, asked me a question, but she said, no, ladies don't follow you. They only ask questions. So what happened? She made wudu. When she made wudu, day after she made another wudu, then another wudu. I said, Allah says to her. So I told her, you just need that one wudu and carry on. After 1 week or something, was telling me, she couldn't last for 2 days. Why? Because she became a thing, she became a friend of Shaitan. She became a friend of Shaitan. Why many people you have to validate wudu to? The Quran namaz is gone, the namaz they're gone to. Namaz, Quran namaz is gone, then namaz is gone. Just imagine, Quran namaz is gone, then namaz is gone. Jummah is gone, they're gone. They don't want to show anything. Why? Because they're not busy making wudu. So much of wudu they're making, that wudu not finished. No. Because they got this waswasa in it. I did not wash my hands properly. I did not wash my feet properly. I don't know what will happen. Another karma.
Black BMW.
NK41.
One
the moon.
No, they sent two messages. Yeah.
What can you say?
Yeah.
So this is what it is. In namaz too, how you read namaz. Wudu also, how you read wudu. You know, Hazrat Jesus says, you know, wudu. When you make wudu, then a four faristas, you know, they stand with a sheet of noor in front of you. They actually make, you know, they welcome you. They stand. When while you're making wudu, and you talk of worldly things, one goes away, another goes away, third and fourth goes. Because why you do not appreciate or respect them? Then you come down, you come to the masjid, what can namaz happen? So when you respect or wudu and everything, the namaz also be the same. Masjid is something you must respect a lot. The same masjid, you know, one place, you know, there was when Buzu went to a masjid. When he went there, he saw that masjid, no one is coming in namaz. He went and told the people, what's wrong with John? No one can read namaz. Buzur can see, Allah with us. It so happened that he went away, after 1 year he came. The mosque was still crying, but they painted the mosque. They painted the mosque. See, this is how we are. Our outward is good. Our inside? The inside not good. Exactly like that, this like that. Our output is very good. You're showing everyone, mashallah, you've got a kurta on, dhari, sab kuch, andar kuch, all of that. I'm telling you. Like what the Buzur said, why? The masjid is not going to pain. The masjid call you inside, pain me ibadat. If you don't make ibadat, the same masjid will make khas on you. Because he knows that Allah made this house Allah. Throughout the world, all the harm that has been caused because of whatever is happening against the Muslims, because the masjid is not abad. Masjid? Oh, I just got a message, you know, that people are running to Turkey. Turkey is the main place now, you know, because free everything. But I ask one question to everyone. Are the mosques full? He said the mosque is totally empty. totally empty. The only people who go to the Jamaat are the old people. The young people never go to the Jamaat. What will happen? Then tell me what you're asking for. Where are the Muslim is for? In 1980 or 1970, before the Israel came about, it so happened that at that time, I don't know who the Prime Minister or President or whoever else, she told that let's go and see what namaz to look at, Fajr namaz first. And when she saw the mosques were all empty, she said, we're going to win. And that's exactly what happened. So we ourselves lost everything because of our own wrongdoings. Allah Ta'ala will not punish us unless we ourselves punish ourselves. So we have changed our ways of life and did all the wrongs. That's why whatever is coming to us. So let us change at least. All this is happening around us, we can see it happening around us, but nothing, no difference is making. When you find earthquake taking place, you know, that's one of those things. Then you find even that earthquake taking place, nowadays if you look at the cell phone, the views and all, you see that, this is like whatever you see like a show. They think it like a show. Nothing happened. No interest at all that let us change our lives to become better Muslims. It's not making at all. So we have to now look into our lives. Salah is the most important thing. That is the thing that Sahaba Ikram, when the Kuffar should ask the question, we got all the arms and ammunition by us. What is the reason that they are always victorious in Allah? They say straight, at night they cry for Allah. They cry for Allah. And the day they fight. Why? Because they not rely on arms. They rely on Allah. Today we have forgotten Allah. We rely on the West. If we also become like the Sahabas, you see Allah's mother comes so much unto us. So let us change our lives. Let us change. Because the worst thing today is the cell phone. It has killed everyone. We only look at the cell phone all the time, all the media, whatever is taking place, was causing our namaz to be harmed. Man comes to the masjid, he looks at the cell phone, he comes in namaz, going out straight to the cell phone. So where is his mind? His mind is concerned. So what kind of salah would that be? Now, let us not look at other people's faults. Let us look at our own faults. And you come to know how much of wrong that we are doing. So what kind of Islam is that? If you want to make Islam, you have turned to Allah Ta'ala completely in a way to make your salah in the right way. Have good character in your good character. And the worst thing today is anger. Anger has caused so much of harm to people. Man, you know, I'm surprised, you know. The worst thing is a man making zikr of the Quran, reading tafil namaz, reading tahajjud, and all. They use so bad languages. Well, how can that ever happen? You begin to think to yourself, a man, he's reading tahajjud namaz, reading zikr Quran, and all. Yet he used the most filthiest words from his mouth. Can it ever be? Maybe it's because his intention is not right. But make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we all must make our Islam. Make our Islam. Let us be that inside and outside of the one. It will not be that outside is showing a good color, because that color is only shown here. On a day of Qiyamah, there is another color. The inside and outside are the same. And you know, but keep your heart as clean as possible. The most difficult thing I'm telling you, keep your heart as clean as possible. That you must not have any kind of animosity or any kind of jealousy for anyone or malice. Your heart is so clean that if you look at anyone, even your enemy too, your heart must be clean. That is the sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib wa Allah Ta'ala alhamdulillah اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجعلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذابها فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما وامتكني الصالح صلى الله تعالى على رحمتك يا رب